I let myself into the room with the key you left for me at the desk. I find the two of you on separate ends of the couch in front of a roaring fire, both with a wine glass in your hand. You both are dressed very nicely. She's in a fitted black dress that stops just above her knees, and you in a very, very sexy suit and tie. I'm not sure if she's your girlfriend or your wife. We've never gotten that far, and it doesn't matter. I'm only here because this is the only way she'll let me have you. That's right. She said you could fuck me all night long. But she wanted to be there. She wanted to be a part of it. And she wanted to know what made me so special. And I promise her, by the end of the night, she would know exactly what makes me so special. I smile at the both of you and set my bag down at the table by the door. You stand and hurry over to me and help me with my coat. As you slide my coat down my arms, it's made me very aware that I'm dressed the part for tonight. My long, dark hair is left down, shining over my shoulder. You hang up my coat, and I thank you by pressing my body up against you. The tight little red dress doesn't leave much to the imagination. Neither do the heels that make my ass and calves look even better than they already do. I cut you off guard with the deep kiss and my breast pressed against your chest, and you pull away for a second just out of instinct. I smile and walk over and pour myself a glass of wine and sit next to her on the couch. I look at her. Stand up. And I turn my head over my shoulder, crooking my finger and beckoning you to sit beside me on the couch. I believe we're going to have a little show put on for us. Once you are seated, I move myself into your lap, hooking my arm around your neck and spreading my legs apart in my tight skirt so that your hand can rest between my thighs. I turn my attention back to her. She's standing in front of the fire nervously, sipping her wine glass. I look up with wide eyes at her. Undress for us. She begins to undress. Slowly and nervously, we begin to make out. She stops. I can see her out of the corner of my eye. Continue and go slower. She does, nervously, undoing her dress and lowering it to the floor, pulling her shoes and stockings off, not sure if we're watching or paying any attention to her. I hand you my wine glass while I kiss you deeply and begin to loosen your tie and unbutton your shirt. Looking over my shoulder, I can see she's getting angry. I point to the spot on the couch next to us. Sit. She's only in her black lace bra and matching panties now. She sits down beside us. I take my wine glass from you and slide into her lap, straddling her thighs. The movement pulls the tight red skirt up my thighs. I lean into her, our lips only an inch apart. And I ask her, are you sure you want to play this game? Are you sure you're up for what I have in store for you tonight? Because if not, if you are not 100% positive, you're going to be able to play nice. And I will leave right now. And your man will go unsatisfied for yet another night. But if you want to find out why he's thinking of me while he's fucking you, or why when he's stroking that perfect cock alone, and right before he comes, he moans my name, and I suggest you be a good girl and follow my lead. I reach down between our bodies and find a little wet spot on her panties. I turn my head to you. I think she's going to play very nicely tonight. I stand and begin to undress slowly, sliding my dress down the curves of my body. Slipping out of my shoes and undoing my garter belt. You're both just watching me. Well, finish what I started. Pointing to you. She begins to undress you. I let him to watch me while you're undressing him. I continue to take my stockings off and unhook my bra and let it fall to the floor. And finally, sliding my tiny little pair of panties down my thighs and step out of them. Since you're already on your knees, you might as well make yourself useful. I kneel down behind her and guide her head onto your cock. She's tense, and I grab both of her arms and secure them behind her back with one of my hands. Begin to guide her head onto your cock, the whole time looking up at you, watching your reactions, your face, making sure that you're getting all the pleasure you deserve. And once she gets the hang of it, I move my hand from the back of her head and trail my hand down the back of her, sliding my hands underneath her. Her pussy's dripping. Without giving her any time to get used to me, I slip three fingers into her pussy and start fucking her. Her head stops. Don't be greedy. I look at you and you put your hands on the back of her head. You start to guide her head, taking all the pleasure you want from her little mouth wrapped around your cock. She really likes this. Can you hear how wet she is? I move closer, letting go of her arms and let them fall to her side. I press my breast to her back. I begin kissing her neck while I'm still fingering her. I can feel her getting closer and closer. Her pussy tightening around my three little fingers shoved in her pussy. Next thing we know, she comes all over my hands. I brush her hands away from her head. Wrapping her hair around my hand, I pull her off your cock. I kiss her forehead, looking into her eyes. That was very good. I move my hand, covered in her juices, to her lips. That was very good. Now clean up your mess. She sucks each finger of mine until they're clean. That's very good, but you aren't done yet. I get up onto the couch. My naked, soft body. My nipples hard. You can see my pussy's dripping down my thigh, and I spread my legs. I smile at the both of you. I know you both want your turn. But I think ladies should go first. I crook my finger at her. You know what to do. She gets up on the couch on all fours and hovers over my pussy. You've never, ever ran your tongue through a pussy before, have you? She doesn't answer. I run my hand through her hair. And then guide her head down to the soft, wet lips, my pink little pussy. And I can feel her tongue moving over my clit. You're just sitting there watching. Your cock's so hard. Well, her tight little holes are right there, right in front of you. You might as well use them. Get up behind her. You start to fuck her from behind. Oh, she's eating my pussy. Oh, you're not paying any attention to her. While you're fucking her, you're just watching me. Watching me as I move my hands over my breasts. I moan and shiver as she gets me closer and closer. I want to come over and over for you. Oh, every way I can. If this is the only way I can have you, then I'm going to make it a night you'll never forget. I'm getting closer and closer. She's even slid a finger inside of me. But I want you. I want your cock inside of me. I want her to watch. I want her to watch what I do to you. Oh, God. Oh. I push her head away. And you slide on top of me. Oh, fucking me so hard. Oh, I'm just pounding a hard cock inside of me. Like you wanted to for so long. Oh, you finally get me. You finally get to have me. Oh, God. Oh, and I don't want it to end. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, feels so good. Oh, God. Oh. She just sits there and then just kept watching. Oh, watching. I was watching you fuck me. Watching you bury your cock inside of me. Oh, watching you kiss me and bite me. Your hands squeeze my tits and grab my hips and pull me into you. Oh, she watches as I dig my nails into your back. Oh, just watching us. Watching you fuck me. Oh, I want you to come. I fucking want you to come. Fill my pussy. Fill my fucking pussy. Fill it. Fill it, please. Please. Oh, oh please. You fill me up. Oh, you're cum. You slowly pull out. She's just sitting there. Without me having to tell her, she crawls over on her hands and knees in front of me. And she licks all of your cum out of me, cleaning my pussy, and moves over to you and cleans your cock. And turn to you, my lips against your ear, and tell you this is going to be a very, very fun night.